today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Moses didn't take them to a body of water. He says, I want you to smite a rock. I want you to take your staff and hit this rock, and water will come out of the rock. If we want to see the supernatural, we need to shift right now. I said, if you want to see the supernatural, you got to shift with God. Yes, there are legitimate needs. Yes, we're thirsty. But God is not going to satisfy the thirst by just taking you to a brook of water.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Mosaic Covenant. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 through 6.
It is on the screen, and I read it in your hearing. In the third month after the Israelites left Egypt, on the very day they came to the desert of Sinai, after they set out from Rephidim, they entered into the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountain. And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, "This is what you are to say to the house of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did in Egypt and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. And these are the words you will speak to the Israelites." Can someone say amen? I'm preaching a message called The Covenant Keeping God. How many of you know he's a God of covenant? Amen. A covenant keeping God. And today's message here in our late service is entitled The Mosaic Covenant. The Mosaic Covenant. And I'm praying that as you've heard the Noahic Covenant and the message on examine the covenant and on the Abrahamic this morning and last 2 weeks ago, there's some things that were said this morning that you need to get. And I believe God will bless you. But we want to talk for a moment about God's covenant with his chosen people and how it touches us even today. Father, thank you for your word. And I thank you for the consuming fire. The nation that experienced the consuming fire, literally. The Shekinah glory, literally. Father, we give you praise for the nation of Israel. Your word declares that we should pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And as you chose the nation, we know that your word says, "For you love the world, you gave your son Jesus, that whoever believes in you," not only the nation of Israel, but all nations, "whoever believes in you will not perish but have everlasting life." Help me to convey this message in a practical way that will transform lives, that will affect the faith and the wisdom of your people today. For this we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the matchless name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Say it with me. Amen. Amen. Now clap those hands and give him the glory and the praise and the honor. Thank you, Lord. I'm excited about the Covenant Keeping God series. I'm getting a lot of talk and calls from people who are really embracing this message. Never heard a message on covenant. Doesn't really understand it. And so I'm really excited about being the communicator of this message and helping God's people to transition into a mindset of keeping covenant. And here in Exodus chapter 19, we see Moses records Exodus 19 on the third month. I thank God we're in the third month of this year, isn't it? And the timing of God must be awesome. And how many of you know this is manifestation month? Amen. This is whoo, Jesus. Come on. Let's praise him for manifestation month. People are getting miracles and being healed. And come on, stuff is flowing and bottlenecks are opening up and people are coming back to church and we're giving God the glory, the praise, and the honor. And I'm preaching real good and I'm going to keep on preaching real good. And you're playing real good and the music is sounding good and the worship is going forth and people are getting saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. And whoo, things are happening. The caravans are coming and everything is working out and God is promoted. Come on, give him the glory and the praise. This must be a prophetic message. This must be a prophetic message. Glory to God. They camped in the desert of Sinai. And I had the opportunity, and I believe for the purpose of this message, to visit the Sinai Peninsula and climb Mount Sinai myself in the year of 1999. And I will never forget it. I will never forget after being on top of this mountain, looking down, and all other mountains or hills seemed to be so small, like little mole hills compared to how high it was. And I just began to think, what did Moses see and what kind of encounter did he have when he was up here? And I believe that God allowed me to see that so I can have a picture in my mind to bring back to you. I had the golden opportunity to visit the nation of Israel and then spend 4 days in the Sinai Peninsula and then visit the capital of Egypt called Cairo. And I really appreciate that. The Bible says this happened after they left Rephidim. You'll find Rephidim in chapter 17 of the book, where they went through some hard times, desert times, and they began to chide or complain with Moses, their leader, almost ready to stone him. It's amazing how God cuts covenant two chapters after one of the most greatest problems in the nation, where they almost had insurrection or a civil war type problem in chapter 17 at Rephidim. And the Bible says they began to chide with Moses so much so that he had to go to God and ask God for relief. They were so thirsty walking in the desert that they wanted to kill their leader. And you can get so desperate and so thirsty in your life, lacking, watch this, legitimate needs being met, that you start looking at leaders like the leader is the problem. But guess what? Moses was thirsty too. Why are you looking at me? He said, what's going on? It's not like I have a gallon of water that I'm drinking from. And you all are complaining about me. I go through what you're going through. Amen. Don't look at a suit or a microphone and think I don't go through some changes, or look at my staff, the way I'm walking with my staff. I have to lean on it too. Amen. And that's what's important. You got to understand, I'm in the desert with you. Glory to God. And they came to their leader and said, what are we doing here? Did you bring us out here? Did you bring us out here for us to die in the wilderness? It was better that we were in Egypt. You brought us out here to put graves out in the desert land. And so Moses went to pray, and God told him to get up. In other words, stop praying to me. This problem is going to be handled a different way. Glory to God. And sometimes God wants to do something in your life that's never happened before. You're trying to look for him to do it in the conventional way, but he's an unconventional type God. And this is Miracle Manifestation March. And I believe God wants to do something fresh, vibrant, and dynamic in your life. He said, get up. Don't do that. And go out before the people. This is in chapter 17 now. Go out before the people. What he says is, he's saying change leadership style. Change leader. Come on, say shift. Right, there's a shift even going now. People are still trying to go back to church where preachers are whining and doing all this stuff and razzling, dazzling folk with their mind and stuff like that. But God ain't in that no more. All you got to do is talk straight. You got to give people exactly what they need. Come straight from the text and tell them that he loves them. Tell them that Jesus is going to fix it. Tell them that Jesus is going to bring. And that's what he said in his word, and I believe it. And if God said it, that settles it. You don't need me to try to fix it up for you and try to entertain you. I'm not entertaining anybody. I need some water myself. I'm not trying to act like some preacher that don't have flaws and issues. I got to do what you do. I got to put my pants on one leg at a time. I got to brush my teeth as well. Got to shower. I got to go through some stuff. Got to see the doctor as well. I got to handle some stuff. Hallelujah. And I need him in my life. I need him working with me. I need to budget. I need to make sure I don't overspend just like you do. And I need to make sure God is with me. Can someone say me? I don't know what's wrong with you. Why are you chiding with me? Moses said, why are you complaining about me? I'm going through my issues as well. God said, get up and go out before the people. In other words, change your leadership style. And there are times in ministry where we have to really shift in our leadership style. That's what's happening here at Truth Revealed. The leadership style is shifting. If you're still looking at the way it was done, you're going to miss God. You got to get with what God is doing right now. If you're still holding on to what we used to do, you're going to miss God. You got to get with the moving pillar of fire and cloud now. Everybody say now. Over to God. God is doing something different now, and he wants us to shift with him now. So he says, get up and change your leadership style. In other words, Moses was too common with the people. He brought them out of Egypt. He didn't have family. He didn't have family all of his life. He just wanted to hang out with everyone. Amen. Visiting little every tents. Babies being born over here, running over here. Then running over there. Somebody sick, coughing. He's over there giving them cough syrup. Bringing diapers over there. Being the kind of homely kind of pastor. But what happens is when you start visiting homes like that and you miss one, then that person say, look at, they did me wrong. They did me wrong. He didn't come to my house. I've been to your house 15 times over the 20 years. Now I'm dealing with this one. You forgot? But that's how people are. So God told Moses, shift your leadership style. In other words, you're too common with the people. I need you to put a little distance there now. Gather your leaders and make sure they're working with you, but put some distance with that. Go out before them and lead them. In other words, you need to know a little bit about sound. You need to know a little bit about the internet. You need to know a little bit about music. You need to know a little bit about how to work with people. You need to know a little bit about sociology. You need to know a little bit about psychology and mental health. You need to know a little bit about how to work things out. You need to know a little bit about business. You need to know a little bit about structure. You need to know a little bit about some software. You need to know a little bit about Excel. You need to know how to write an email and send it properly. You got to work with that stuff. And you can't depend on everybody to just do their job. You got to investigate what you expect. You got to make sure you always check on it and do some interviews and do what needs to be done and become a modern day prophet. Can somebody say amen? Amen. You can't just eat fried chicken and wear some Stacey Adams and got some Jerry Curl stuff going on and shaking your way through life and preaching and doing all of this other stuff and ain't giving no substance. You got to go out before the people and lay out something for them to go after. So don't get mad with me when I'm giving you something to go after. Yes, I'm transforming, but I'm going out before the people so you can get in line and start seeing the God that I see. And let me tell you something, when we make this shift, when leaders go out before the people, God will begin to do what you never thought you could do. And he will begin to do stuff in unconventional ways.
Moses didn't take them to a body of water. He says, I want you to smite a rock. I want you to take your staff and hit this rock, and water will come out of the rock. If we want to see the supernatural, we need to shift right now. I said, if you want to see the supernatural, you got to shift with God. Yes, there are legitimate needs. Yes, we're thirsty. But God is not going to satisfy the thirst by just taking you to a brook of water. The water must come out of an unconventional spot. God is about to do things in the world that you live in that you never thought he would do. God is about to cut covenant with you in such a way that it's going to blow your mind. But we must transition through referendum before we get to 19, which is covenant. We've got to deal with legitimate needs. And to get your needs met is not to go out and dance or to sell drugs or to compromise your character. It is to line up with God's plan for your life. And when you do, water will come out of unconventional places. God is about to take unholy people to bless you. God is about to send stuff your way that you never thought would. It's not going to come the way you wanted it to come. God is about to allow you to find favor with people that don't know it. Am I preaching to the right church? God is about to show you what covenant is all the way. God chose you. They didn't choose you. God chose you. God got you right here. He put those shoes on you. He put those earrings on you. He gave you the taste that you have. He's the one that shaped you and made you into what he wanted you to be. He gave you the kind of fortitude to keep on moving. Don't stop. Oh, God wants you to do some stuff that you never thought you could do. And he's the one that's working with you. He's the one that's pushing you. He's the one that's saying, keep on going. You know why? Because he's trying to cut covenant with you. I'm preaching better than just saying amen. So stop worrying about yesterday and let's put our foot down today and stop complaining about legitimate needs, because God can supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but somebody's about to get their socks blessed off. It's still Miracle March. Ah, Jesus. I'm boasting in the Lord. I feel something up in here. Come on, give God a praise. Give him a praise. Ah. So what was the purpose of this? Notice God told Moses in 19, he gets to, leaves Rephidim, and he gets to Sinai. He climbs the mountain. And while there, God said, I'm going to give you some instruction for my people. I want the whole house of Jacob to understand this. I brought you out on eagle's wings. There's some of you, you didn't get out of your storm. You didn't come out of your storm. You wouldn't have made it out. He came into that camp, glory to God. He came into that dysfunction. He came into those issues. He came into the years of fog and lifted you up out of it and then caused you to soar above your circumstances. There's no way you would have made it if it hadn't been for God. Why would we resist praising the God who brought us out on eagle's wings? And if he brought you out, he's going to bring your children out. And if he brought you out, he's going to bring your money out. And if he brought you out, he's going to bring your marriage out. And if he brought you out, he's going to bring the stuff that bothers you out. If you can get your head out, everything will fall. What a God we serve, a mighty God, that doesn't just deliver us, but he said, I brought you out on eagle's wings. When the raptors show up, it means God has an eagle eye on your stuff. when the raptors show up, many of you are going to begin to see raptors showing up. Hawks and eagles are showing up. Glory to God. Watch out. Look, you're going to see it. And the next time you see it, don't just say, "Ooh, that's unusual." Say, "God, your eyes on me. Ooh, God, are you bringing me out? Are you bringing me out? Are you causing me to soar?" Stretch your hands out, girl, and work with me prophetically. Come on, man. God is going to take you out on eagle's wing. You didn't know how you're going to get out, but God is going to bring you out on eagle's wings. He's going to cause you to soar. Your enemies thought you would die in the midst of this, but God is bringing you out. Can somebody shout, yeah? Over that accident. Over that failure. Over that mishap. He brought you out on eagle's wings. Better than any airplane. Better than any train. Better than any cattle car. I'm going to let you soar over your enemies. Ooh, come on, give him praise, church. Ooh, Jesus. I brought you out on eagle's wings. I brought you out on eagle's wings. Thank you, God. And I brought you to myself. This is the problem with many of us. When God brings us out, all we want to do is shout in the moment. And as soon as we finish our shout, we go back to the same old tendency. Notice the children of Israel, when he brought them out, every time they went through a hard time, they said, "Why don't we go back to Egypt?" He didn't bring you out for you to stand on your own. But he said, "I brought you to me." Tell you something about God. God want to dance with you now. You've been pirouetting with everything, even shadows. You dancing with yesterday's shadows. God says, "I want to dance with you now. I brought you out for my glory. To myself. Not to your business. Not to your prowess. Not to the public. Not to what you want to do, but I brought you out for me, for my glory. I got you on display now." They didn't want you. They never saw you. They never saw your value, but I paid top dollar for you. I brought you to myself. I cleaned you up for myself. I put, come on, Esther. I put some perfume on you myself. I made you just right for such a time as this. I brought you to the kingdom for this moment. I'm the one that touched you, David. You were there in the field, but I brought you out. I'm the one that pulled you out of the field and then set you in the midst of the kingdom and gave you the wisdom. I'm the one that did so. I'm the one that touched you, Moses. I brought you out. I pulled you out of the Nile. Anacondas could have ate you up. Crocodiles could have killed you, but I saved you from yourself and I brought you to myself, and then I brought a nation to myself. And God is saying the same thing for you. Leah, God brought you out. No devil can take you out. No devil can stop you, Leah. God brought you out, and the God that brought you out is the God that's going to take care of you. Can somebody say amen? What's wrong with us? Come on, give God the glory and the praise. Oh, God. Now, if you just obey me and keep my covenant, and out of all nations, you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, I choose you. I want to zero in on this because there are people here that don't understand that God loves everybody, right?
but he chose you.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from the Mosaic Covenant, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2203-2711. That's reference number 2203-2711.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today.
Married and engaged couples, join us for the Marriage Enrichment Heart Intertwined Session on Saturday, August 20th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Child care is provided. Helps Community Initiatives, in collaboration with the Chappie James Chapter of Tuskegee Airmen and the 99th Squadron, will host a drone exhibition on Saturday, August 20th at Fred Lee Park in Palm Bay. Beginning at 8 a.m., youths ages 7 through 17 will engage in activities that will include an orientation to drone flying, airspace factors, and drone flight competition. Log on to truthrevealed.org or check out the mobile app to register your children today. Women's Sunday School is still on every Sunday at 10 a.m., so make sure to join Pastor Sabrina in the sanctuary.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM. Thank you.